The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Before the General Assembly session started back in January, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam announced a $6 million pilot program that would use untapped federal funds to buy IUDs for low-income women. The governor included funding for that proposal in his budget, but then it hit a wall. House Republicans were not on board. Jeff Caruso with the Virginia Catholic Conference says many lawmakers are concerned that in some cases, IUDs can prevent pregnancy after an egg has already been fertilized.
Some have an abortifacient effect, and so what that means is that they would work after fertilization to stop a newly conceived embryo from implanting in the uterus.
Northam, a pediatric neurologist, says that view is misguided.
I think that those folks are ill-advised. I think they don't understand the science. And if you'd like to, you know, talk about how IUDs work, I'll be glad to do that. But they essentially prevent the sperm from ever meeting up with the egg. And so the egg is never fertilized because of the effect of the IUD.
Northam says he can see the writing on the wall, and he knows the pilot project is probably done for now. But he expects to keep talking about it on the campaign trail later this year as he runs for governor. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.